It's the Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
In the ghetto.
Wait, what?
In the ghetto. Talking about how they had to kill the demon horse because
they didn't have to kill him.
Bought a gun, stole a car, tried to run, didn't go far.
That was his artist.
In the ghetto. Killed his artist.
Just so you know, when you come to Colorado, even the inanimate objects kill people.
It's one of the least deadly states in the country, I think. I believe that Colorado is one of the least deadly states.
It's actually number one of all the states in terms of murders by blue horses.
Well, yes, that is true. But since that number
next to California.
But since I think that number is like
Chicago.
Two. Well, Chicago. I'm surprised they have so many blue horses in Chicago.
Well, or it's a gang.
Or is this one blue horse just doing a lot of killing?
A little of both.
Okay.
You know, a little of both right there.
Interesting.
Yep.
Did not realize that they had blue horses.
So you had more sports, actually. Do you want to talk what? No more Broncos.
Because no, I wasn't going to Broncos.
No more Rockies.
I'm done with the Rockies.
Rapids? No. Everybody.
Did we actually talk about Kyrie? I think I brought it up.
Oh, yeah. Kyrie Irving. Yes. I told you a long time ago that's what's going to happen.
What you said was you brought up the fact that should be an option.
Yes.
And then nobody else said anything about it. And then suddenly over the weekend, Denver, at least on ESPN and on NBA.com, it kind of came up and people were like, well, you know, Denver's got a lot of assets. Maybe they should look at Denver. And somebody said, you know, Denver could actually send them off a couple of number ones, give them a couple of really good young players as well as some size. And Kenneth Faried, he brought up Kenneth Faried. And actually Cleveland would have a really strong return. I believe that Cleveland would want Jokic.
You would? No. Jokic is off the table.
Would you be willing to send them Hernan Gomez?
Yes.
See, I'd send them Plumlee.
Yes.
I'd get rid of Plumlee. I think he's a big step.
Either. I think he's okay.
See, I think Hernan Gomez is better than Plumlee and can do more.
But they don't play the same position. One's a center. One plays outside.
Yeah, but nobody needs a center anymore.
I think you need a center.
Nobody plays with them. Cleveland doesn't
Lots
really have a center.
Yeah, they do.
Tristan Thompson does not count.
You
as
need
a
guy in the middle to either to. Okay, so if you're going to space out and properly space out your defense, you need to have an inside game and an outside game.
Who's Golden State's starting center?
Draymond Green.
And how tall is Draymond
Green? It doesn't matter how tall he is.
But the point
is, not about being tall anymore. It's just that's the position you need to play is under the basket.
What I'm saying is Hernan Gomez can learn to play under the basket. He's a talented guy.
He's more of a Euro-y guy.
He's a talented guy.
He is.
He can play under
I
the
don't,
basket.
I agree with you. I think there's a lot of upside to him.
And Draymond Green doesn't really play that position like
he's not
traditional center.
Hernan Gomez is not going to be a deal breaker if you want to do this deal. There's two deal breakers.
Just two.
Just two deal breakers for the Nuggets.
Okay. Tell me who, because I believe there's more than that.
Jokic.
Okay.
And or if they ask for, and this has been a sticking point, is that the first place they wanted to ask is they asked for both Gary Harris and Jamal Murray.
They're not getting Jamal Murray.
They're not getting one or the other. I think you keep one or the other.
Well, you have to.
Yeah, but not both. You don't give up both.
Then send him Moutier. Give him Harris and Moutier.
I think you give him Moutier. I think you try and keep both Harris and Moutier and Murray if you can do it.
I don't.
I would give them Moutier. I would give them Faried. I would give them Daryl Arthur and two first rounds.
And I really like Faried. It would break my heart, but, you know, send him out.
He hasn't improved as an offensive player, and he's proved to be a little bit huffy he was given a big contract and got a little bit huffy about not being the center of the offense because he's not very good offensively.
We never needed him to be a scorer.
He's a perfect sixth man, but he's making starter money.
That's fine. Just come in and do your job as a sixth man.
But he's not because he feels he's better. I mean, he's huffy.
He wants to score.
But
someone a long time ago.
Rodman.
Yes. What I was going to say is one of his coaches a long time ago, should have been George Karl, should have pulled him aside and said, you want to go to the Hall of Fame? Do you want to be on a winner? be this guy.
Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman. Be Dennis Rodman. He doesn't have to score.
He's got weird hair like Dennis Rodman.
But he impacts the game like nobody else by just rebounding, passing, and playing good defense. And he changed the nature of teams.
I just sounded like I was doing my best Rain Man impersonation. Dennis Rodman! Sorry about that.
I heard you. No, I mean, that's what I was talking about, was Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you give them a deal like that, even if you were to throw in a Hernan Gomez instead of Daryl Arthur, okay, but you give them basically three good players, not named Gary Harris, Jamal Murray, and or
Jokic,
they would come running. The problem is that the Nuggets are basically like the dude who's in the friend zone. Like they've got a lot to give, but it just seems like, you know, they're the guy who's like, okay, or maybe they're the rebound. You know, they're the guy who's, oh, you know, well, maybe he's the nice guy.
It makes sense, though, for Cleveland, because he's didn't get him out of the East.
Yes, you have veteran leadership. You have the ability to have someone else who can come in and do energy when LeBron is off. You also have, when LeBron leaves next year, you also have the nucleus of, so you're not going to be terrible.
So you bring Kyrie Irving in.
Yes.
And he's a rental. He's here for a year and he's leaving. He's not sticking around for long because he's got next year he has to play. And then the third year's an
option. I believe that when Kyrie Irving learns to play with Nikola Jokic like Gary Harris did, those two guys could become Stockton Malone.
Who won a lot of champ? Oh, I mean, wait. No, they didn't. They didn't win any.
Hey, listen, I will settle for having a great basketball team that has an opportunity to win a title and be the best duo. And, you know, and it wasn't their fault that they didn't win a title. It was the other whoever's around them.
Oh, no. No, no, no. They happened to play at a time when they had a team that was almost unbeatable. Kind of like what the Nuggets are going through now. I think you bring him in and it doesn't matter. They might, with Kyrie Irving, have a chance.
Listen, Kyrie Irving wants to be the star of the show.
I know.
And this is the perfect place for him to be the star.
And it'd be great, and people would love him. I still think, even with Kyrie, Millsap, Murray, and Jokic, you're still looking at a team that goes in that, if they're lucky, they play in the Western Conference Championship.
I like my chances more with that than I do with where they are now. And I mean, I like my chances with the Nuggets now.
Yeah, I know. You're so Pollyanna-ish on all of our teams right now.
Because I'm a dang fan, man.
I think a fan means being real to yourself.
I'm being totally real.
You're not being real to yourself.
All is that I've foreseen. Listen, who was talking about this Kyrie Irving trade long time ago? This guy. Who has two thumbs? This guy. I think I made a screwed up that joke.
You blew that. You did not have done that any worse. Who was talking about the Kyrie Irving and has two thumbs?
This guy.
This, and I also have two thumbs.
This guy.
That was terrible. Would you like to try that again?
No, because I believe in the Nuggets, and I don't need to go back. I'm always looking forward.
Okay.
Two thumbs.
That's your name now. You're just Two Thumbs.
Yes.
Welcome to the experience with Two Thumbs and the fuzz.
That might be the dirtiest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Two thumbs and the fuzz.
Two thumbs. Thumbs. In the fuzz.
Not in the fuzz, and the fuzz.
Oh, I'm sorry. I screwed that up.
It's not even
show me what you got.
That's where we need the choo, choo, choo. Two thugs.
Shoo, 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 shoo.
Rager.
And Big Fuzz. Two thumbs and Big Fuzz. The experience. That's a porn name shoo, right there. Shoo,
you know what? I've just come to the realization about something.
Everybody, you know what?
I want that as my walk-up song.
Kung Fu fighting?
No.
Just that.
No. The
choo, 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 choo.
Just walking up. Just this.
Shoo, 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 shoo.
Rager.
Right? Batting for the Colorado Rockies,
Darren Copeland.
Shoo, 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 shoo.
Rager.
You don't have quite as long to get to the plate.
No, but you could expand that. You could expand that thing. Just be going, choo, 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 choo.
Take really long steps.
And then right when I got in the batter's box, it would go, Krieger!
And then it's done. That's awesome.
That's all I have to say about that.
I know you were talking about the Kyrie trade. I gave you credit for that. I just don't believe that even with Kyrie, the Nuggets can beat the Warriors. And I'm not sure that even if he does stick around, it's worth giving up those number ones.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Yeah, it was.
And it's not over now.
Thank you. And on that note, folks, we will bid you a fond farewell from Wednesday's hump day.
Hey, what?
It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Shoot, shoot, shoot,
now
shoot,
I really love how you're easy to stack, but I really hate how you're easy to crack.